Mom spent the day in the kitchen. She really cooked up a storm. She used so many pots and pans, Fudge didn't have any left to bang together. And that's one of his favorite pastimes, banging pots and pans together. A person can get an awful headache listening to that racket. Right after lunch, my mother opened up the dinner table. We don't have a separate dining room. When we have company for dinner, we eat in one end of the living room. When Mom finished setting the table, she put a silver bowl filled with flowers right in the middle. I said, "Hey, Mom, it looks like you're expecting the president or something." "Very funny, Peter," my mother answered. Sometimes my mother laughs like crazy at my jokes. Other times she pretends not to get them. And then there are times when I know she gets them, but she doesn't seem to like them. This was one of those times, so I decided no more jokes until after dinner. I went to Jimmy Fargo's for the afternoon. I came home at 4 o'clock. I found my mother standing over the dinner table mumbling. Fudge was on the floor playing with my father's socks. I'm not sure why he likes socks so much, but if you give him a few pairs, he'll play quietly for an hour. I said, "Hi, Mom, I'm home." "I'm missing 2 flowers, my mother said. I don't know how she noticed that 2 flowers were missing from her silver bowl, because there were at least 12 of them left. But sure enough, when I checked, I saw 2 stems with nothing on them. "Don't look at me, Mom," I said. "What would I do with 2 measly flowers? So we both looked at Fudge. "Did you take Mommy's pretty flowers?" my mother asked him.
"No cake," Fudge said.
He was chewing on something. "What's in your mouth?" my mother asked. Fudge didn't answer.
"Show Mommy."
"No show," Fudge said.
"Oh, yes."
My mother picked him up and forced his mouth open. She fished out a rose petal.
"What did you do with Mommy's flowers?"
She raised her voice. She was really getting upset. Fudge laughed.
"Tell Mommy."
"Yum," Fudge said. "Yummy, yummy, yummy."
"Oh no," my mother cried, rushing to the telephone. She called Dr. Cone. She told him that Fudge ate 2 flowers. Dr. Cone must have asked what kind, because my mother said,
"Roses, I think, but I can't be sure. One might have been a daisy."
There was a long pause while my mother listened to whatever Dr. Cone had to say. Then Mom said,
"Thank you, Dr. Cone."
She hung up.
"No more flowers," she told Fudge. "You understand?"
"No more,"
Fudge repeated.
"No more, no more, no more."
My mother gave him a spoonful of peppermint-flavored medicine, the kind I take when I have stomach pains. Then she carried Fudge off to have his bath.
"Leave it to my brother to eat flowers."
I wondered how they tasted. Maybe they're delicious and I don't know it because I've never tasted one, I thought.
I decided to find out.
I picked off 1 petal from a pink rose. I put it in my mouth and tried to chew it up. But I couldn't do it. It tasted awful. I spit it out in the garbage.
Well, at least now I knew I wasn't missing anything great.